good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast that is always suitable for work, home, family, and play. Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you have entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. And on this episode, we're going to, of course, hit you with headlines. We're going to talk about Megatron retiring. We're also going to have an interesting subject, one I really have been wanting to talk about for a while, put under further review. But for right now, let's get to those headlines. Dateline, Wichita. The man I affectionately call Mr. Gucci Guilty Black strikes again. That's right, your favorite ex-Cowboy running back and mine, Joseph Randle, was arrested again. You heard it right, arrested again, and that is now on the tally 5 times in the pokey within the last 17 months. Is it a wonder why he no longer is on an NFL team? Now, people can debate and argue and push forth wanting Randle to be on a team, but if he keeps running afoul of the law, why would any other team, even the Cowboys, want to entertain having that type of influence in the locker room? I hate it for him. I really hope that he gets his life together, because I don't want to see this transpire. You know, it sucks that he's been in jail for battery and drug possession and other criminal charges. He just needs to get his life back together. Hopefully he will, sooner rather than later. Dateline, Cleveland. So our favorite king of the moment, LeBron James, wants you all to know that he does not mind if social media posts about what he says delves into, quote, his beautiful mind, unquote. He opined on Twitter with this tweet, I quote, "It's this simple. You can't accomplish the dream if everyone isn't dreaming the same thing every day. Nightmares follow." Close quote. Now, this man is the king of the subtweet. And what do I mean by subtweet? Subtweeting basically means you're saying something that is in full view, but you basically have to delve in between the lines, knowing that it actually is veiled as a shot at someone else. Now, recently it's been noticed that he has had issues with Kyrie Irving, and of course it's been reported for the last year and a half that he has issues with Kevin Love. But you're going to have issues with Irving and James, because both guys are ball dominant. You got two ball dominant basketball players. You're going to have issues. You're going to have clashes. That's just par for the territory. It's par for the course. That's what you're going to get. You know, what I really believe the head coach, Tyronn Lue, needs to do is I really believe they need to revolutionize this stage of LeBron James' career, and he should make James the point guard of the team and make Kyrie the number two, because Kyrie rarely really gives assists. Normally, if he has the ball, he's looking to score. LeBron, when he has the ball, he's looking for the best opportunity. Now, if that means he scores and he's the best opportunity, so be it. If he sees an open man, he will go to the open man. But he has a better judge for how to run an offense more fluently than Irving. Hopefully we can appreciate his beautiful mind more. But lay off the subtweeting, LeBron. Or, I'm sorry, as a wonderful lady in Oklahoma City said, "Suck it up, LeBron!" Dateline, Houston. Running back Arian Foster is released from the team. I really cannot say that I'm surprised at this. It isn't for bad blood or any type of animosity between one or the other. Both parties loved one another. Both parties loved what they did for one another. And Arian Foster had such love for Houston. And people had such love for him. So it was no animosity. It was just the fact that, of course, you got a guy who in about 4 months, 5 months, I'm sorry, is going to become 30. Now, you all know, 30 years old and running back are not the two things that NFL front offices want to see, hear, or embrace on their team. They much rather have their running backs be roughly about 24, 25. But Foster was, of course, classy in his exit. And he basically was classy his whole career in Houston. And he came from humble beginnings. You know, as a walk-on free agent on the practice squad in 2009 to now being the career leader in rushing yards. Arian did his thing. I hope he goes on and does well somewhere else. But I know we have not heard the last of one, number 23, formerly of the Houston Texans, Arian Foster. Dateline, Los Angeles.
Oh no! I can't believe it! The world's coming to an end! I don't believe it! Golden State! Oh, they're so fraudulent! Oh no! They have lost
their sixth game of the year! Now, one stat that, of course, is sort of mind-boggling. They said that there wasn't a team that has been as, well, putrid as the Los Angeles Lakers. Beat a team that has been as prominent as Golden State. I believe the winning percentage was no team with a 20% winning percentage or lower has beaten a team with a 90% winning percentage and higher. Now, I saw a colorful meme about Lakers fan enjoying it as if they won a world championship. And really, they should celebrate that way for this reason. This is the closest they're going to get to having a crowning achievement this year. Because from his point forth, it is all about throwing the biggest Kobe Bryant party as you send him off in retirement. And I know Lakers fan is disappointed because they want to have success and they want to see their teams play well into May, into early June. That's what they're accustomed to seeing. And unfortunately for the last 5 years, that isn't what they've seen. And they won't see it for another couple. It's going to be a while before they get back to their glory days of the Lake Show era even. And the golden era of the Showtime era. It's going to be a while. But hopefully they'll get back there. As for the Warriors, sixth loss in 4 months. Now, people can can hate on the team and say that they aren't going to do jack in the playoffs, that they're going to lose, they're not going to win 73 games or more, fine. What you can't take away is that this team really has the makings of something very special. And this is why they have the makings for something special. The fact that I'm talking about them losing their sixth game and we are in the month of March should tell you, should tell me, and should tell everybody something about the quality of the team in the Yay area. Yeah, they laid an egg. I remember a team 20 years ago that they're chasing, the 96 Bulls. I remember they laid a huge egg when they played the Charlotte Hornets. And this was in April. They weren't supposed to lose to them, but they did. It happens. These guys aren't perfect, but they certainly are excellent. And we're going to see more excellence coming from them. Stay tuned. On the other side of this break, we're going to put a very important subject under further review. But immediately following the break, we're going to talk about Calvin Johnson. Is he going somewhere else, or is he hanging up the cleats? I think you already know the answer to that question. Be right back. You're listening to Cole Sports exclusively on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and YouTube. Calling all Cole Sports MVPs. You hearing me correctly? From the north, the south, the east, the west, up and down. I gotta thank you for having Why Your Goat Ain't Mine fly off the shelves. Fly off of the virtual shelves, that is. Come on down. Just go to ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Click the Work With Me tab and get in the game. That's right. ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Work With Me tab. Get in the game. And it is for free for you right now. All you need to do is just simply go get it. You're listening to Cole Sports. Sports on another level. Welcome back. The man that has been nicknamed a Transformer character, Calvin Johnson, after 9 years in the NFL, is following the lead of Barry Sanders 17 years prior, and is calling it a career. It was announced this past Tuesday, and I, for one, don't like it. I mean, I'm not the biggest Lions fan, but I love to see great players excel at what they do. And with Calvin, he definitely was that great player that excelled at what he did. Here's this guy who basically had a shooting guard height in basketball, 6'5", close to 220. He had a beautiful stride when he broke out in the open field, could leap out the arena or gym or stadium. And your only hope was to really be physical with them within the first 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, you had to throw zones at him. You had to double him. You had to do all these other things just to slow him down. And we're not talking about a guy who was at the end of his rope or end of his career. We're not talking about a guy who was injury prone. Now, he's had his injuries, but it was minor injuries. We're talking about a guy who just knew how to play the wide receiver position. Even back in college at Georgia Tech, he was such a magnificent specimen. He was such a magnificent specimen. You know, he gained over 11,000 yards receiving. He had 7 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He was invited to the Pro Bowl 6 times. And he holds 15 NFL records. Of course, the biggest one of all for him was most yards in a season, which with 1,964. Now, in his press conference announcing his retirement, Calvin had to say this, quote, "After much prayer, thought, and discussion with loved ones, I have made the difficult decision to retire from the Lions and pro football. I have played my last game of football. I also want you to know that I have the utmost respect and admiration for the game of football. It has provided so much for me and my family, and I will be forever grateful to the game." Close quote. It's going to be a tough fill for the Lions. I don't know how they're going to replace him. They'll find other receivers. I'm sure they'll probably reach into the free agent market and find someone. But he was a one-of-a-kind type of athlete, and I don't know if that you could easily just replace that. Now, as for Hall of Fame considerations, he may get in there. There are some who would say he's first ballot. This is what I have to say about that. If receivers like Marvin Harrison and Terrell Owens and even Chris Carter had to basically wait their turn and not get into the hall on their first try, Megatron ain't getting in on his first try either. But what he is going to do is leave a very huge void in the Lions, in the city of Detroit, and the game we all know and love called the National Football League. Megatron, enjoy your family, enjoy your retirement, and enjoy your money. Because I've heard from many sources that you have saved very well. And so you will not be hurting for money much. You're an intelligent guy, so I know you're going to do something outside of football. And you're still young. I mean, you barely have just reached the threshold of 30, so you got a lot of life left, and you're still lucid enough to enjoy it. We're going to miss you, man. We're going to miss you, but always know that we're going to treasure all of what you've done in the NFL. When I come back, we're going to put a very important subject I've been wanting to speak about for a while upon further review. Sports on another level. Cole Sports! Don't forget my Cold Sports MVPs. Why You're a Goat Ain't Mine is available for you right now for absolutely free. All you need to do is go to ColeJohnsonOnline.com, click the Work With Me tab, and get in the game. It's that simple, that fast, that easy. ColeJohnsonOnline.com, Work With Me tab, get in the game. This is all free. This is a thank you from me to you, my Cole Sports MVPs. Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. Go get it. On the next podcast, we're going to, of course, award the Dolt of the Week. And I already have someone totally in mind to award. And we're going to also put a very special person upon further review. But for this episode, we're going to put this subject and this person upon further review. Quote, she's mad. She's scared. She's terrified. She's depressed. She cries. She's full of anxiety. She's a very, very changed person. She's not the girl that we used to know at all. Close quote. Now, to who am I referring? Those comments came from one Stephen Andrews. And was he talking about his wife? No. He was talking about his daughter, former ESPN personality, now Fox Sports personality, and also Dancing with the Stars personality, Erin Andrews. And why did he say this? Well, he was put on the stand last month in the Peeping Tom case that took place in Nashville. And why would he say those words about his daughter? Well, unfortunately, back in 2008, there was an incident in Nashville Marriott where Erin was getting dressed, and she was, of course, covering a game, probably covering something about Vanderbilt. And there was a guy by the name of Michael Barrett, who curried the favor of the hotel in knowing the exact room where Andrews was staying. And so he got that information, posted up at a good distance away where he could get a good view of where Andrews would be, took a video of her, and online it went. Now, this is something, if what her father is saying is true, this is something that has plagued Erin for now 8 years. And so she filed a suit in 2011, amended it a little later, and she wanted $75 million damages. Well, she got awarded $55 million. And the breakdown, which is going to happen, is as follows. The hotel chain, the parent company is Windsor Capital. They're going to pay pretty much $27 million. And the rest of the bill is going to be foot. The rest of the bill is going to be handed over to one Mr. Barrett. Now, I don't know why the song from the Beatles, Money Can't Buy Me Love, is popping in my head. But I'm sure it applies here because it's great that Erin is going to be awarded this type of money for having her privacy invaded and totally destroyed. But unfortunately, that $55 million is very little consolation for the peace of mind that she will not have anymore, or at least the peace of mind that she's not able to have at least now. One of the things that sort of upsets me is the fact that we have this mentality that, especially in sports, women are playthings. I mean, you see them as cheerleaders, or you see them on the sideline as reporters, Erin Andrews being one of them. And they're not treated with the reverence and the respect normally that men are. And that has to stop. That really has to stop, because we're dealing with people who are beautiful on the inside and have a lot to offer on the outside if given the opportunity. Now, to me, Erin Andrews is a beautiful woman. And she's a down-home chick, and she has an all-shucks-ish type of charm. And when you hear her talk about her father, she talks about him in reverence, and it's beautiful to hear. I love it. But if what her father said on the stand last month is true about her, man, does she have a lot to recover. Because that beautiful person needs to be free enough to love and let that beauty shine to so many different places. She's more than a statuesque blonde. She has a lot to offer. She's intelligent. She's passionate about sports. And she loves being around people. That needs to be celebrated. And moreover, we as men need to provide the platform so that it can be easy for a woman to celebrate what her passions are. We shouldn't strip those passions because we happen to want to get our freak on, or we happen to think that someone is desirable and we don't really care. Our lust overrides sound judgment. Well, we can't have our lusts override our sound judgment when we hurt a beautiful young woman and have her be reduced to tears when she takes the stand, and have her father be reduced to tears when he's talking about his damaged daughter. That's not what we want. I'll put it to you like this. Imagine, guys, if you are Stephen Andrews, and some of you can because some of you have daughters. Imagine this. Imagine you're going through life and you're proud of your daughter and she's doing wonderful things, and all of a sudden she calls you and she's frantic and she says, "My life is over. My life is ruined. I'm naked all over the internet. I can't have my life back." Imagine you or Stephen Andrews, and you feel that phone call from your daughter. How would you feel? How would you feel? So this is what I'm charging all of you to do. You all are guardians of every woman that comes in your path. Women are treasures, and you know what you're supposed to do with treasures. You're supposed to guard them, you're supposed to protect them, and you're supposed to make sure that they are valuable from the time you see them until the time you don't see it any longer, or the time you transfer it to somebody else. Women are treasures. They are not to be treated in any other way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, people can poke fun and make jokes and say, well, yeah, I see that it doesn't pay. It may cost me $55 million. No, it won't cost you $55 million. It unfortunately, if you behave in that way of mistreating a woman who is a treasure to all of us as men, it will cost you a whole lot more. If you like this podcast, or anyone preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Facebook at Cole Sports, that's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Twitter, that's Cole_sports, again, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on YouTube, and if you're looking at me on YouTube, why don't you check the description bar below at the links that I just mentioned. Then like, subscribe, share. But most importantly, enjoy. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is...